us, and we love you.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, a gunman walks into a gym in Pittsburgh and shoots and kills four women and then kills himself. It's always stunning when this happens, and we've seen it happen, frankly, way too many times in the last decade. But what can you do when somebody's disturbed and they do things like going to shopping malls, go into gyms, and invade people's space, take out a gun, and start to fire? Sadly, the four of the women didn't survive. Others were wounded, and they did pull through. And that's the good news, if there's any coming out of this. It was a class full of women, an aerobics class. And, of course, what happened was the guy went to the back of the room, flipped off the lights, pulled out two guns from a bag on the floor. Nobody had any clue what had happened and what had hit them. And, again, sad to say that a bloodbath at a gym in America is where we are starting this show. Now, for the more positive news, at least two American journalists were rescued when Bill Clinton went to North Korea. This apparently had been in the works, these negotiating ploys as to, okay, Kim Jong-il knew what he was doing. Let's face it, he wanted a heavy hitter to come in and talk with him. He wanted the photo op for the world to see. He wants to be a player. He wants to sit at the big table, but he doesn't want to do what he has to do to get the right to sit there. In other words, he doesn't want anyone to touch his nukes. He wants to do what he wants to do. He's like a kid with toys that he refuses to pick up. He wants all his toys spread out, and he wants to use them when he wants to use them. So now he got his photo op, and the two American journalists were released and are going back to Los Angeles. They're pardoned. Otherwise, they would have served 12 years hard labor in a prison camp that you can only think about in your head, where you're moving boulders all day long. And for the women, yes, they were doing stories, but I don't believe that they were in North Korea. I think, like many others who have been imprisoned there, they were snatched by the guards, that North Korea had information on them, and this was the perfect opportunity for Kim Jong-il. Regardless, it ends well for those two, one of them a mother, both of them married women, coming back to the United States. So it didn't end ugly. It certainly looked like that was what was going to happen. So that's the good news. There's other news that's not so good for people as far as weather is concerned across the United States. Many people in Kentucky dealing with hellacious flood waters, to describe it, not to even do it justice. It's just apparently been pouring all over Kentucky. And so you've got people who are sandbagging around the house, people who are, in some cases, having to evacuate. And flood's a terrible thing, the damage that's done to a home. And not to mention, of course, you're worried, you're scared, you're trying to figure out when the rain's going to let up. You're listening to the weatherman, you're cranking up the radio, etc., to try to figure out what should you do, should you stay, should you go. And some of the areas were hit harder than others. But we'll talk about that in a minute here. In the meantime, healthcare is the big battleground across the United States. Those who want to see healthcare reform and believe in Obama's plan that every person should have healthcare, and those who think it's a half-cooked idea, because, of course, there is no bill. There are 1,000 pages and suggestions and conversation, but the first thing off, there is no hardcore bill. Just those committees and the Blue Dog Democrats, of course, trying to stop it. I believe the administration is worried because, and I've seen now the commercials a million times, they're worried it's not going to go through. Because there are people that are protesting. There are people that are showing up at some of these meetings. There is a pushback on this. There's a blowback on this. It's not a layup. I think the idea was, let's just rush it through. And even I saw a Democratic strategist on one of the CNN shows today, and he even finally conceded and said, well, there was too much of a push. They are trying to ram it through. I'll give you that, blah, blah, blah. And that's precisely my point all along. You need more time to look at this, and if there is going to be any kind of a reform, please don't let it be a single payer, and please don't let it be government controlled. Right? You can weigh in on healthcare and the hecklers if you want to at 800-259-5791. Has it gotten too out of control? Because what's happening is in these meetings, people are standing up and they're shouting. A lot of them are older people that are worried. They're worried about what's going to happen with Medicaid, what's going to happen to their benefits. And there are stories that are exaggerated, and there are stories that are I think, correct. And one of the things you have to be fearful is, I think, of the lack of competition. And also, when we see, sorry, you got to look at the government and you tell me the programs you think that are well-oiled machines that work pretty well. Tell me what they are, and then we can talk about the possibility of our government taking over our health care. Do I think that people should be insured? Do I think that there should be some kind of a reform in the industry? Absolutely. Do I think there are things that are ridiculous and that there are fat cats? They're getting rich on the back of people who can't afford some of the procedures they're getting. Yes, but part of the problem is the illegal situation in this country has crippled in some ways the hospitals, and especially in the border areas. And so what they're doing is they're passing the cost on to everybody else who comes through the door. We've seen this game before, right? And that's exactly one of the biggest problems that we're having in the country. Who's paying ultimately, right? It's the people who have insurance versus the people who are here illegally, who go in, get treatment, and then who's paying for it? Well, the answer is you and me. Because somebody has to pay for the costs. I've said this before, but I'll tell the story again. Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. Millions upon millions of dollars they paid. Because, of course, they weren't going to throw people who didn't have insurance that were here illegally out onto the street and not give them treatment. They did. So they decided, the hospital administrators decided to send a bill to Mexico saying, we've treated these people, here's the bill. And, of course, Mexico laughed. Because you don't know who the people are, right? So there are things that are definitely unfair about the healthcare system as the way it stands now. But there are also incredible breakthroughs in technologies. I think a lot of that would go away, especially if there isn't any kind of competition. The competition often is what spurs on the discoveries and some of the incredible progress that has been made in medical science. It's not an open and shut case. It's not black and white. And that's the way it's being presented. So that's the biggest problem. Coming up on the flip side, we've got odds and ends for you. And by odds and ends, I mean that a lot of other things have happened across this great nation as well that you might not have heard about, like a federal judge ordering California to get rid of 40,000 inmates. And to do it soon, because they can't afford them any longer. Schwarzenegger is fuming. He's appealing to the Supreme Court. I've got the details coming up.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $953.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $980.75, $490.37 for the half ounce, or $245.18 for the quarter ounce. That's $980.75, $490.37, and $245.18.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Coming up, a lot of you have expressed your concern over health care. And I'm going to go to the emails and let the rest of you hear what many have sent in. You can always express yourself that way, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I've said this a gazillion times, so I don't want to sound like a crazy person, but if you do not know who your congressman, woman, senator is, send me a note. I'll tell you who they are, and I'll tell you how you can get a hold of them. And by the way, if you don't agree with my opinion, whether I'm for or against something or passionate about something, bring it on. I am welcome all opinions on this show. It's definitely a democracy here. It's not a dictatorship. So feel free to throw in the 2 cents at 800-259-5791. Nathan, how are you? You have the floor.
Hey, Kate. Speaking of Obamacare and the economic collapse of America, the bailout went through and everyone's still losing their homes, and part of it is due to medical expenses. Did you hear about the DEA raid of Jack Travis in Colorado? Are you aware of this?
Say it again. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay. Well, there's this guy named Jack Travis. He lives in Colorado. They had done a DEA raid on his house. She was interviewed on the Alex Jones show a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
He works in the state sovereignty movement. He's helped pass a resolution in Texas. So basically, these resolutions, they give power to the state and take it away from the federal government.
Sure.
And that's kind of what we're trying to do to get our power back to the American citizen, right?
Right.
Well, this guy, this real estate agent came to his house, checked it out, and then called in a raid because apparently they were trying to make money off of some deal with the DEA. They get some big bonuses for this.
Right.
For Century 21 to do these asset forfeiture seizures. Well, as there was no drugs there to begin with, the agent didn't get that. But JC had had an unfortunate medical illness for about 6 months, and so he had a lapse in his health insurance when his wife was unemployed for about a month. And with that, with all of that, he has these huge medical bills to pay. And so right now, basically, they're going to auction off his home if he doesn't come up down with $30,000 in, like, the next couple days. Anyway, so if I may do a Paul Revere here, we're doing a fundraiser for him at patriotmoneybomb.com. So if you want to support this guy who's put a lot of hard work into state sovereignty and just into the freedom movement and into Ron Paul and all that kind of stuff, please chip in what you can.
All right, so all the listeners listening to that, Nathan, thanks. See ya. But okay, here's what I think about this. I'm all about a lot of the stuff that Ron Paul says, and certainly I'm about small government, not big government, and I have heard about some of the seizures that you're talking about, and of course, obviously very sad in the medical sense and what's happened in this situation. Some of the stories, like I said, there are a million of these stories, and some of them are pretty sad. So visit that site if you would like to do that. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Talking about a couple of different things on the show, including the healthcare and the fact that it's become such a heated debate. I am so psyched that people are getting involved in this, because no matter what your opinion is, the fact that people have an opinion other than what's going on in American Idol and Paula Abdul not coming back or some other thing, some storyline for some television show, good for you that people are expressing their opinions on whether you think we should have health care for everybody, but it shouldn't be the way it's being pressed forward, whether you don't want to see a single payer, whether you don't want to hear about the small businesses who are making just over $250,000 having to come up with plans for employees. Of course, I think that's been pulled off the table, because what will happen is those small businesses will close down, and then the people that are part of the unemployment brigade will have an even worse time, because they won't have their jobs anymore, because they won't be able to afford the insurance. All right, I want to make sure that I get to this story, because somebody sent me a note earlier in the day, in fact, out of Sacramento. A judicial panel is what they call it, has ordered California to reduce the prison population by the number I said, 40,000, to try to improve treatment of the mentally ill inmates, and then some of them who are in poor health. They say that cutting the number of the inmates, the only way to bring the system's medical care to adequate standards, because it's subpar. So the number of inmates has to be slashed dramatically from about 150,000 to 110, and they want it done over the next 2 years. Billions of dollars is already what's being thrown out that the state has spent on the prisons, and it hasn't kept the inmates from dying regularly from suicides or medical neglect. They've had a big problem with that. So this panel formalized in February, and the Tuesday's action makes it real, right? So Schwarzenegger is appealing this to the Supreme Court because, of course, the people in California are worried as to who is getting released. What kind of, when you talk about prisoners being released and overcrowded prisons and leading to people getting their freedom, what are the people who are being released, what are the people, what have they served time for, in other words? And some of them are sexual assault kind of cases where they served a big bulk of the time, but not the whole amount of time. And so these are people that would be back out on the streets. So I don't blame them for being concerned about that, but that's what it's come to. it's come to the point where the population is a burden, and of course California is sinking with all the debt and all the problems and all the cuts to other things that they've had to make in the state system. So it's not shocking that if you were somebody who lived there, you would be worried and you would be protesting and you would be knocking on the governor's door saying, I don't think this is right. I mean, give me a break. They were sentenced. They do the time. It's not off for good behavior. It's off because, geez, we can't afford this anymore. Well, you know, we're broke here. So we're still trying to make up for that debt. We don't want these IOUs. We can't afford this. So we're going to do an eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and on the food chain decide who is eligible to be released. Now, of course, the pecking order would be somebody, you would think, with a more heinous crime would still be incarcerated. But you look at the list, and when you talk about that amount of people, there are some where there were violent robberies, etc., that will eventually make the cut. And then there are other sexual predators that will make the cut. So I hope that Schwarzenegger wins his fight. I know in my personally, and this is what it comes down to. When it's in your own backyard, that's when you worry about it. Ooh, you have kids, you have family, you have friends, you're worried about yourself. That's when you don't want it. You don't so much think about it otherwise. Ah, too bad for those people in California. But when it's on your doorstep, boy, you sure don't like it, right? So that could be coming your way soon. Other states are still struggling. There may be a little bit of a turn in the economy. But when we say a little bit, it's just a tiny, tiny bit. There are still more people that are unemployed, people that are desperate to have those unemployment benefits extended because they cannot find jobs. You've got people applying for waitressing jobs, people applying for those FedEx Kinko jobs, etc. They put the ad in the newspaper or Craigslist or whatever. You have so many overqualified people, it's unreal. I've talked to people who are employers who say they've never seen this glut of overqualified people applying for jobs in fields that they shouldn't be in, fields that they should be somewhere further up the food chain, but they got knocked down because the corporation closed or the small business closed or whatever. So it knocks off the college students, etc. Hang with us. We've got odds and ends. We're going to take you to places that we haven't been so far on this show. 800-259-5791.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Talk to me for a second.
In 1965, there was a sound. Producer's done. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. And take the fantasy.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me. I don't understand why people do this. If you go out with your buddies and you get trashed, shouldn't you just have a designated driver? I mean, it makes sense, right? Or call a cab. There's no reason to get behind the wheel, but, of course, somebody always does this. And, you know, idiots. In New York, there's a driver that was responsible for a head-on collision that killed 8 people, including herself and 4 children. And this happened north of New York City last week. The driver was drunk and was also smoking dope, you know, totally impaired by marijuana, had a blood alcohol level concentration of 0.19% and high levels of marijuana in her system. Diane Schuler was her name. Very, very sad. So, obviously, and this is what they were saying, judging by how much she had consumed, probably about, you know, by that alcohol level, probably about 10 alcoholic beverages. Oof. So, of course, her perception would be altered. And then you're talking about kids in the car. They recovered a broken bottle of vodka in the minivan, and they didn't know whether she was actually drinking while she was driving. And they still couldn't determine for sure what kind of alcohol it was that she drank. But this was a head-on crash, and it happened July 26th. She was driving the minivan, and she had 5 kids, and she was heading the wrong way on a northbound lane of the parkway, as I said, outside of New York City. So a sad situation, too. One of the kids in the minivan survived. One was hospitalized. And You know, just there's no accounting for this. And the woman who did it died, so there's nothing that you can pick up from that other than to push home again. Drinking and driving is just stupid. I mean, she had problems, it's obvious, with responsibility and who knows what. But to try to understand this, they're looking at the facts and the circumstances that led to the collision so that the families can figure out what, you know, what led to this horrific crash. But no criminal charges will be filed, because how can you file any criminal charges? The woman died. But it just never ceases to amaze me. Why do you get in a car in this situation? It's more than troubling. More than troubling. And actually, drunk driving has declined in the U.S. But unfortunately for the unlucky people that were part of that head-on collision, it was just that timing thing, the wrong time. Speaking of the wrong time, Ruth Madoff has to feel like she's in some kind of a time warp. People still question whether or not she knew what Bernie Madoff, her husband, was doing, or had any sense of it whatsoever, or he completely kept her in the dark. So now that he is serving time for forever and ever, right, she is actually being sued for $45 million because a court-appointed trustee claims that Madoff has almost that amount of money, and she wants her to turn it over for victims. Her lawyer is saying that it's perplexing, the whole suit, that it's not true. Last month, when all the assets of Bernie Madoff's were seized, his wife was left with almost $3 million, like $2.5 million actually. So they couldn't tie that to her husband's Ponzi scheme stuff. It was something that she had. Now, if she did receive this 44.8 in these transfers during the 6 years leading up to the bankruptcy of her husband's investment firm, I wonder if they have a leg to stand on with this. Because, you know, people are still incredibly bitter over this. So this is what happens. You're enraged. His whole world comes down. For a day, you feel like justice was served. People yell things out. People get their day in court. He gets thrown in jail for 150 years. And then the reality hits you. The drama's done. And now I got ripped off. And how do I get this money back? So, you know, some of these people are impoverished. And they weren't all wealthy people. And the charities, because there were a lot of Jewish charities that he started and helped fund and all this stuff, and they're just gone. I mean, they're decimated, completely decimated. His tentacles reached unbelievably far across the United States. But they're alleging that she should have to give up any of the remaining money, even if she was unaware of what her husband was doing. Is that fair? Should she? Okay, so you're married, okay? It's a partnership, right? But let's face it, you don't know, man or woman, you have these careers, whatever. You don't always know what your partner's doing. Do you think she knew that he was bilking people? Do you think she had any idea that he was doing this? They were married, or they've been married, for almost 50 years. I think she might have been surprised, because I can't imagine, since he was running the scheme, that he would, even if he confided into her about other things, I can't imagine he would confide about what he was doing to all of the people for that many years. I think that there were other people who knew, absolutely, and some of those people, I hope they get them. But I don't know that I think she was complicit in this. You know, there's a thing called pillow talk. But then there are businessmen who wouldn't tell their wives anything about the business, and they would have no clue. And I think she might have been one of those no clue people. And she hasn't been charged with a crime, so I guess, you know, she's going to blow that last $3 million on lawyers when this lawsuit, you know, goes to court. But it's an interesting question. Should she have to pay up, and do you think she knew? He's in a medium security federal correction spot, by the way, in North Carolina. It's a place just north of Raleigh. You know what his release date would be? Oh, it's got to be wild to see this on a piece of paper. His release date is November 14th, 2139. No way does this guy ever get out of prison. Matt, let me ask you, do you think Ruth Madoff should have to, I mean, do you think she knew? Like I said, there is pillow talk and men and women who are close tell each other everything, but do you think she knew what was really going on with him?
I don't know. I'd think that there's probably some deception going on with between him and her, but she had to have maybe some kind of idea that maybe there wasn't something on, everything wasn't on the up and up, if you know what I mean. Just because you get a sense of, and I got some somewhat personal experience about this, so I won't use names or anything, but I knew a girl whose dad, you know, he'd take us out to dinner and different things like this, all these fancy restaurants, and I kept telling this girl that I knew that it just seemed odd, like just some of the things he was doing as far as business-wise and having so much money, and her mom was always going out to these casinos and stuff, and she just would yell at me back. She'd be like, no, there's nothing going on, blah, blah, blah. And it can't come out. About 2 years ago. He was embezzling money from this bank that he was in charge of. So, I mean, you can notice different things going on. I, as an outsider in that situation, you know, I wasn't a part of the family or anything. I could tell that there was something shady going on. And so that's why I think, like, Madoff's wife probably could tell something's a little different and not to, you know, it wasn't a clean way of making money.
Yeah, I think probably there's something to that. I think that maybe she knew, you're right, that it wasn't a clean way of making money, that there was more to the story, but she had a blind eye, and he wasn't going to tell her anything, and she just was going to, like, ask no questions. You know, hear no evil, see no evil, all that sort of thing. And she chose to be in the dark. But I don't know that in a courtroom that they'll be able to nail her so easily for that. And I'm sure there are other people who have been put in this situation, but can you imagine? Well, first of all, there have certainly been people that have been in the situation where they were completely in the dark. But I think a lot of that is by choice, because they don't want to know where the money's coming from. They don't want to know how things are getting paid for. It's like, your example is a perfect one, and it's like mafia wives. I mean, even if you watch the slightly exaggerated Sopranos television series, that was the whole thing. Everything fell off the back of the truck. How could she not have known? Of course she knew. She might not have known the specifics of hits or what was happening to people, but she absolutely knew that her husband was a mobster, and that the money was dirty money, just like the Gambino crime family, etc. They might not be in the loop, and they were never supposed to know anything about the business, but that doesn't mean that they weren't aware that something completely cockamamie was going on. Of course, there was something a little bit off there. Hey, you know, this week is, speaking of sharks and swimming with sharks, this week is, on the Discovery Channel, this week is Shark Week, and I've been watching, you know, taping it, whatever, you TiVoing it and watching a bunch of Shark Week, and we're going to have on Fred Barnett, who's written a book about the 101 shark tales across the land, and it's really good. I've been reading his book, and I've been watching bits and pieces of Shark Week. You know, the number one place for shark attacks in the entire world, if I asked you that question, the number one shark attack spot, where do you think it is? South Africa? No. Australia? No. Because people think Australia with the great whites? No. The number one place is actually Florida. Do you believe it? Ooh. Coming up on the flip side, passengers hitting their head in that continental mishap. Were they buckled in? Do you buckle in when you're on a plane? That's next on ATN.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net and start changing your life today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Happened on airplanes, and a continental flight from Rio de Janeiro to Houston took a turn for the worse when they went through this clear air turbulence, that's what they call it, where the conditions seem fine and you don't understand what's happened, but suddenly the people are being jostled around inside the plane, and the ones who didn't have seatbelts on actually slammed up against the, you know, the top where you have the air coming out and et cetera, just right above their heads. And what a scary moment that was for the people in that flight. Screams were heard all over the plane. And there were a couple of passengers who reacted afterwards to describe, one, what it looked like, and also whether or not they had any warning. Here's John Norwood and Deanna Buckley.
All the lighting and all where the masks come down and everything, people that weren't seatbelted in flew up and hit the ceiling. So their faces, their heads hit the plastics and broke all the plastics up at the top.
None whatsoever. I hit my head on the light above and it broke the light out and was showered in glass. And
yeah, it brings up a good question as to whether or not when you fly, and of course you all know that I was just in Hawaii 2 weeks ago, and they were long, it's a long, long flight, and I usually, you know, I don't keep my seatbelt on when they take the sign off, but on that particular flight, because I was reading and whatever, I just left it on. I think now as a rule of thumb, you should just keep your seatbelt on unless you get up to go to use the restroom because of some of the things that now have happened, like that one where you had the hole in the back of the plane that ripped open, and now here you have these people going through this clear, crazy thing I never even heard of, clear air turbulence. So it hadn't anything to do with any kind of a weird weather pattern. But for some reason, when the plane swishes in there, sometimes that happens. So the people were stunned and, didn't know what happened in that split second. The ones who did not have their seatbelts on hurt themselves with nicks and cuts and slamming their head. And, of course, the oxygen mask in some of the places actually fell down. And, like I said, here we go again. It was a flight out of Rio going to Houston. Crazy. All right, I said we would go around the United States and fill in the blanks on some of the stories that are making news, kind of mash it all up for you. Here's one for you. An Employee of the Year cop has now been accused. This is a sad day, huh? And he's just accused, so we don't convict in this country. You're innocent until proven guilty, right? But a cop has been accused of sexual abuse of illegal immigrants, and this happened in Florida. The guy's name is Jonathan Bellweiss, and he was an openly gay sheriff's deputy who fought discrimination big time, so he made some headlines for that, right? Now he's making headlines of a different sort, not even 30 years old. Apparently, he's being portrayed in South Florida as a manipulative cop, as a guy who preyed on illegal immigrants, too scared to talk to any kind of authorities about it. So what he would do is when people didn't return his calls or text messages or any of that kind of stuff, based on whoever it was, he would hang that over their head and then go after them if they didn't comply to what he wanted done, if they didn't perform certain sex acts with him, that he would go after them. So he's got 14 charges, among them 3 counts of sexual battery by a person in authority, 4 counts of battery, and 1 count of stalking. He's accused of intimidating at least 8 men in his patrol district and goading them into doing various things with him during traffic stops. Oof, that's awful. And it looks like they have enough evidence to nail this guy, and court records are showing that most of the attacks followed some kind of a pattern, right? They were fondled during pat downs, and then it mostly happened on early morning traffic stops. But finally they've nailed him. I guess some of the people came forward and they were able to identify him through a lineup. So he'll get his just desserts, if you will, once he's fully prosecuted. Like I said, innocent until proven guilty, but it looks like they have enough evidence on this guy to nail him to the wall. Something else that we've talked about is cybersecurity recently within the government. Remember I said it was shocking that some of supposedly our most secure areas had been hacked into. Well, the White House's senior aide on cybersecurity has now resigned, this following delays in the appointment of a coordinator to actually spearhead the effort to protect the computer network across the nation. And this is a person who served as an aide during the Bush administration, too. She was actually somebody who was in a position of to be picked for cybersecurity coordinator, but she withdrew the application and she just said, I can't do anything in this role and I can't wait any longer, that it's just too important. So remember, President Obama made a speech about cybersecurity and pledged personally to hand pick whoever the coordinator was going to be. Now, you could say, hey, maybe she was disgruntled because she didn't get the appointment, but it's not good to know that nobody's been picked for this position, especially when we're having all these problems with national security and the concerns over who's getting into the computers. You'd have to think that this would be a high priority on the list. People make jokes about all these czar positions, but boy, if I were looking for people to be part of my administration, I would put somebody who can handle cybersecurity very, very high on my list, and somehow that's gotten lost in the sauce. And I think that's a big mistake, because they're very vulnerable. The Defense Department is, pick anything, the FBI, the Pentagon, etc., because obviously they've been tapped into. Here's another story that would fall into the follow-up category, and this is from the World Health Organization. You know, we talked about swine flu heavily in the beginning, and it's kind of tapered off a lot of the talk radio conversation because, of course, it focuses on the hits of the day, and the hits of the day are healthcare reform and the pressure to pass something or the pressure to try to stop it and what's happening across the United States, certainly with that. And economics, people losing their jobs, the stimulus, is it not working? It isn't working, the cash for clunkers, whatever. But in the meantime, there are still many cases being reported of swine flu or H1N1. What the World Health Organization is saying is they estimate 2 billion cases are likely. And they're going to update the vaccine. They're going to give an update on the vaccine later this week because, of course, they're still in the experimental stages and all that other sort of stuff. But 2 billion people catching this influenza by the time the pandemic ends, that's a much higher number than I thought. Anywhere between 15 to 45% of a population now have been infected by this the virus. And if you think about it, 30% is sort of a midway estimate, and 30% of the world's population is 2 billion people. Some only suffer mild symptoms, and others, of course, are riddled with the disease, but they're trying to monitor it, and they're trying to monitor and track the deaths, obviously. And here in this country, we care because of the school kids going back to school. And they're vulnerable to the swine flu if it's not stamped out, and the vaccination is just in the trial stages, but it should be ready by the fall. And then, of course, we know the pecking order for that, pregnant women, children, and then everybody beyond that. But there's not going to be enough for the entire population. It's going to be for the at-risk people. Shoot me an email, day or night, to americatonight.net.